Hi, my name is the Oak Diggity, and I'm going to tell you where energy comes from. Now, you might think it just comes from eating 4 boogie seeds a day, but really it comes from glycolysis, which the number one ingredient, glucose, comes from the BECs, so you still need to eat 4 BECs every day. Now, glucose combines with 2 ATP to form a 6-carbon glucose with a phosphate group on the 6-carbon, and that prevents backflow out of the cell, and it helps maintain a concentration gradient, and it makes it more reactive. Then it's isomerized to fructose, 6-phosphate, and then more ATP gets on it, and add another phosphate to the 1-carbon, making it fructose 1,6 biphosphate. Then what happens after that? The NAD gets oxidized because the hydrogen is gone, and you add the hydrogen to it, and then it makes 4 ADP. And then what happens is your fructose breaks down into 2 pyruvic acids. The ATPs form ADP. The 4 ADPs turn into ADP. And the NADRE comes from the NADOS. That's what happens in glycolysis. Now, how does this apply to a BEC? Now, first of all, when you bite into a BEC, if you swallow everything in it, the bacon doesn't have much glucose, but the biscuit does. And that, the biscuit has glucose, like 1,000,000,000 of them in each bite. And that forms 2 ATP plus 2, it reacts with the 2 ATP plus the 2 NAD oxidized, 2 hydrogen and 4 ADP, and it breaks down into pyruvic acid, and it forms 2 ATP surplus. So that means you started with 2, but you got 4, so it makes ATP. Now pyruvic can go into the citric acid cycle, fermentation, it can make ethanol, which is how I get inebriated every night. I like to say inebriated or intoxicated instead of drunk. I like to drive drunk too.